Yishami Kalayim Daf Mem Hey. So the Gemara is continuing to try to qualify the halacha in the Mishnah that we said that to explain that in order to be able to be considered still a kerem when it's karav, as long as it's left at the 10 vines and they're configured in many different shapes or forms that we outline in the Gemara, that as long as it has two rows facing two rows and a zanav, and we create even what we said, an imaginary row, a zanav on the corners, to be able to get the full configuration that we need for the 10 different vines to be considered a kara. So the question is, when do we make those imaginary vines? We just explained yesterday's daf and zanav lezanav that we can't add another row because it's already considered a zanav that we placed there. So therefore, you really can't plant anything along the corners as well, because they're all filled either with something that's there or something that we make as if it's there, and therefore you can't plant anything else. But the Gemara says it's enough community between it's a small kerem or it's a large kerem. This is where the Gemara makes this chilek now. Gemara says, Hadad Amra, that we said, Shein Zanav the Kerem Gadol, that we said that there's no Kerem, there's no Zanav, Gemara says, that's for a Kerem Gadol, there's no Zanav. So which means that when we say that you can extend a Zanav, Ein Zanav the Zanav, on the corners, that's where it's a small Kerem. But if it's a large Kerem, and it has room on each side, after we have the 10 vines, and they have each one has five, the two and the two and the Zanav, and there's room now, additional space above that, to be able to do in the base of Siam, to still be able to plant more. But then we can consider that there are more. We can extend the corners and able to have even more rows alongside the four corners. So the Gemara says, when do we do this? When are we allowed to? When can we not? When do we add, allowed to add? Or when can we not add? So the Gemara says, "Had the pshita shel Rav Yosi bar Zimna b'shem Yochanan." This really answers the shaila that we asked before. Rav Yosi bar Zimna asked Rav Yochanan, "What was the shaila that he had?" Gemara says that the adroya ki lacheres nizuakan. We you said that look, we plant an extra one, like an extra one at the corner, that we have two versus two, and then the zanav. You look at it as if there's another zanav planted there. In other words, we look at it in a small in a row. We even though we don't have another one, we look at it as if there's another one there. We extend it as if there's a zanav, imaginary zanav on the corner. So therefore, if that's so, when you have two and two rows of three, and then you have another, when do we add another one? When can we add on? According to what we're saying, that the zanav is only on one corner, can we add zanav to the rows on each of the different sides, or do we only add it to one? Do we look at when we say with this halacha that we asked, that we extend it, is it only on two corners, on one corner? How far do we go to extend it? So the Gemara actually says that lamaisa on a kerem dal, on a small one, we're able to extend it to look as if the entire besa is planted. But we will see in a sagadola, we could do even more. And the Gemara says, when do we do that? How do we do that? So the Gemara says, Nimtzu shishamah b'alavam shmona. According to Be'er explained the Gemara that we have to have two versus two and one the zanav. You can have, when you have, Gemara says, an area of 64 amos by 48 amos, you could go in and extend on each side. And we extend as in the diagrams that we gave. So no, it's in a base saw, would you have 50 by 50? So here we're saying, when are we able to get these in? Only if you can measure it with 64 by 48. 64 by 48 means that it's larger, it's 14 amos larger than a base saw, than 50 by 50. And you have two amos narrower, because only 48 width, and a base saw is 50 by 50, 50 wide, 50 long. So here you get longer, you have 64, you have 14 more amos on a on the length, but you're short two amos on the width. So then what do you do in such a case? So in order to be able to get the base saw, we extended it. We look as if we extended a saf tati mikat. We removed two amos from the side, from the length, and we yield in the chach, and we put it over here by the width. So it's like we don't reconfigure. We're sort of like an imaginary square that we have, and it's not really a square because it's 64 by 48, but we kind of reconfigure it to be able to get 50-50. So we reconfigure it. So now it comes out we have 48 by 48. Mamela, therefore, it's short of a beis sa'ah, it's not enough. So then, chad b'nai akar, take one more that we have from the extra 12 amos that we have, because it was 64 over 50, and chad b'nai yav. Now put one in, reconfigure it as if it'd be 50 or 50. In other words, we don't just add on space to each side, but we're able to configure it as if we're actually adding on, or make it into a square of 50 by 50 by putting in to the width to the length and the length to the width. We're adding on each side. We're taking the 14 extra on the length, making it into the 50 and giving it more on each side to be able to have the extended amos that we need to be able to have a besa to be considered as if it's to be a kerem gadol to be able to do that. So Gemara says this lechaira is what we would have to do, and he'll be able to do that. So Mesa, we're making it a new kerem in each side. Is that something that the Mishnah never said that we could do? So the only way we can explain it is if we do it in such a way. Is this something that's acceptable? So the Gemara is going to try to suggest in the Daf Mem Vav as to what we can do, what we can't do, to be considered a Beisa Chamisha Mama by Chamisha Mama.